Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
I'm Tom Ackerman.
And good morning, I'm Megan Lynch. New details emerge in the abduction and murder of a Clayton woman, Michelle Hampton.
N1 Mosby is currently being held with no bond on 18 counts. Court documents obtained by St. Louis Post-Dispatch point to Michelle Hampton's twin sister, Samantha Hampton, being in a relationship with N1 Mosby, and that Samantha told N1 that her sister Michelle had $40,000 in the bank. On the day of the abduction, Mosby is accused of forcing Michelle to withdraw money from banks, then shooting her to death in North City. St. Louis police are not saying if another suspect is being sought in the case. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
Also in the news, 16-year-old Colin Brown was shot while riding in an SUV with his dad at the wheel Saturday night on I-55. And St. Louis City Police spokesman Mitch McCoy says the department found evidence connected to the case on the interstate.
We have recovered evidence from the interstate, and that was because we shut the interstate down on two different occasions. We will submit any evidence to the crime lab so we can start to get an idea of what possibly unfolded.
McCoy says the department believes there are witnesses out there, and he says they need to come forward to clarify their investigation. Colin Brown remains in critical condition.
The CBC student shooting hit close to home for KMOX employee Glenelle Wells. She says her car was shot out while driving on the interstate just weeks ago. Like the CBC case, she says she has no idea where the shots came from.
When I went back just to see how could this have happened, where did it happen, I thought, well, it could have happened at the overpass.
Wells said the bullet passed right over her grandson's car seat, who she had just dropped off minutes earlier.
It's 8:05. The chair of the Detention Facility Oversight Board, Reverend Daryl Gray, says he's shocked but not surprised that St. Louis Public Safety Director hasn't read the audit report on the St. Louis City Jail. Chairman Gray says Director Coyle's comments made it harder to trust him.
How can you expect anybody to believe that you're serious about change, that you're serious about reform, that you're serious about accountability and transparency, and you have not read the audit that calls for these things?
Gray says he agrees with Friday's protesters on most of their demands. With the demand the city give them access to the jail, Gray adds it would be in their best interest to move the board from the Public Safety Department to the Operations Department to eliminate what he calls a conflict of interest.
The St. Louis Development Corporation has released the first findings from its audit of the city government's North City Grant Program.
The audit found the outsourced viability assessments might not be credible and suggested SLDC take a closer look. CEO Neil Richardson says they have already been in the process of doing so.
To ensure that they're accurate, to ensure that they meet our basic criteria, and to really provide an oversight for the work that had been done by Grow America.
Richardson has previously said SLDC sent Grow America a cease and desist after it was found they were trying to upsell grant applicants. The audit also found the processes and procedures used to evaluate applicants was legal and in line with U.S. Treasury guidelines. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
New report cards show that Missouri's K through 12 public schools are bouncing back from the pandemic. The report illustrates the districts and charter schools scored an average of 79% in 23-24, a roughly 3% increase over the previous year's report. State Education Commissioner Carla Esslinger tells MissouriNet, after the pandemic disrupted learning, more than 86% of districts and charter schools are now meeting or exceeding expectations.
We're at that point as a state and for our teachers, our leaders, our students, our communities, that we're starting to see the fruits of our labor. We're starting to see where we are making progress.
The report cards are compiled based on measuring components such as standardized test scores, attendance rates, graduation rates, district planning, and other aspects.
The form to apply for college financial aid and short-term training certificates now available to Missouri students. Allison Nodder with the Department of Higher Education and Workforce Development says filling out the application takes about an hour online.
It's a very foundational step for all things post-secondary aid, whether that's federal loans or Pell Grants or state aid.
Last year, Missouri provided more than $163 million in financial aid to more than 62,000 students. From the KMOX business desk, Bar Louie in Kirkwood has closed its doors. The sign in the window of the eatery in Kirkwood Station Plaza encourages patrons to visit the St. Charles or Chesterfield locations. Bar Louie opened in downtown Kirkwood a dozen years ago. The national chain based in Texas filed for bankruptcy in 2020 and has closed 38 locations, including in the Central West End.
Meanwhile, Joya's Deli continues expanding with a new location opening in Winghaven next month. The flagship Joya's opened on the Hill 106 years ago. The hot salami sandwiches came to Creve Coeur in 2018, Maryland Heights in 2022. A downtown location closed during the pandemic because of a decline in foot traffic. In 2017, Joya's was awarded the James Beard Foundation's America's Classics Award as a restaurant with timeless appeal and quality food that reflects the character of their community.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.